Oh, Gary, listen to this. Alice has passed me her pen, right? It's an extraordinary thing. Alice has passed me her pen, and it's no ordinary pen. Because if you hold the nib and pull it while blowing the other end, ready? Hang on a minute. That is some pen, Moss. I knew you couldn't fail to have a comedy pen. One more little bit. Let me go.
I'm
not
it back.
I mean, you know, see, if Banks issued the staff that, there'd be a lot more cheerful place, wouldn't they? And so, go on. What do you want to tell us?
Well, you were talking earlier about strange-shaped vehicles. When I was a lot younger, my dad came home from work driving a giant Outspan Orange.
Oh, I've seen such a vehicle many times.
I think they still exist, but they're sort of about 6 foot with the whole shell is like a dimpled orange shell with an enormous, great, leafy green stalk on the top.
A big stalk? I didn't know. I've seen the one that has...
Leaves on the top, green.
I've seen the one that has the where you put the petrol in is like the straw that goes into it. And you put the petrol pump into the straw, and it just pumps the old petrol down the straw, and there you are, a fit and more thoughtful orange. And how many people could sit in said orange?
Well, the driver sat in the middle of the front, and then the sort of seats were all rounded around the inside, so, and then we were all kids, we've got about 7 or 8 of us all sat around the inside of it.
Wow. It's not the sort of thing you want to arrive at the lights at the same time as a prospective girlfriend, though,
what actually happened is he tried to drive between two parked cars and scraped one of them. to go knocking on the guy's door, trying to explain how he'd bent this guy's door with a giant orange.
Oh, man, I'd like to, I mean, seriously, say if you couldn't remember it, though, it's just out of your mind. As soon as it went by, it knocked you over, and you simply couldn't remember. What kind of car was it? I don't know. It was a car. I just missed something. Excuse me. It was a large. Was it? I didn't see it. It was a big orange. Yeah, go on. What? Sorry, what was you saying there?
Yeah, they were based on minis. It was a promotion at the time between Breech Leyland and Outspan, and they built about 5 of them.
I've seen that one that's a big bottle, and I've seen the one that's a big hot dog. That's a very funny thing, the big hot dog, because you sit actually underneath with the. It's a terrible thing to have hanging over the edge of the rest of your life. It's a great big Frankfurter as you sit there with a wheel underneath it. I've seen that one going around.
With a car with a giant, must have been 10 foot long space rocket on top.
But there's not enough fun in that. There's just not enough fun in cars anymore. They did used to make them out of suede and everything else, etc., etc. And promotional cars are good. What's the matter?
No, my brother, when he didn't have much money, bought a caravan, which was in the shape of an orange.
Really?
Yeah.
And that cheer you up?
They went off onto a caravan site and they were busy sitting having their supper and a little boy knocked on the door and asked for an ice cream.
Really? Oh, whatever. It's going to happen. And I would go to the fridge and I would give him the said ice cream. It'd have to cheer you up, wouldn't it, if you lived inside a big orange. I don't know where we go from there.
I think he sold it then.
We're off here in 2 weeks, so we're just taking any old
into the loft.